This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Documenting the crisis of our republic. It's waging war on the New World Order. This is the Govern America radio broadcast.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours, along with Nancy Levant. Nice to have you with us. Vicki Davis will be joining us also for all 3 hours today, as we have a lot to talk about. Nice to have you with us as we move along here through the summer months. The fall leaves are already starting to change here in southern Michigan. It's hard to believe, but it's the beginning of August, and we're already starting to see our early autumn. It's just remarkable. Nights have been a little colder. We've been getting down into the 50s. So looks like it's going to be another brutal winter this year. Anyway, welcome, folks. It's good to have you with us, as always. And Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. I'm excited that Vicki's coming back.
Yeah.
Because we have so much more to talk about. So I recommend to everybody, whenever Vicki Davis is on, grab some paper and a pen, because it's really good to take notes when you're listening to Vicki, who, Darren, she is what we refer to as a very deep researcher.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing, is that we can talk a lot about other things. You know, people go to the Drudge Report to cover the news. People look at what's being spewed out of the Associated Press, Reuters, all the major newspapers. You're not going to always get the new. Often you will not get the real story or the full story from these globalist mouthpieces. The only thing that these publications and institutions are good for is kind of giving you an idea of what the establishment is saying
and what they want you to know.
Yeah, you've got to be good at reading between the lines, and that's what hopefully we in the truth media help people to do, is to learn how to sift through the propaganda on a daily basis and be able to do your own research and find out what really is happening, and that's the nice thing about it. I want to bring Vicki Davis up. Vicki, good morning.
Good morning, Darren and Nancy.
Good morning, Vicki.
I appreciate you being with us, and I especially appreciate you being with us on the... you know, on all 3 hours of the show today, Vicki, because there's never enough time, as you know. Seems like we're often just getting started, and then it's time to quit. I want to also say to our listeners, we have the chat room open, governamerica.com. If you go to the radio tab, the chat room's there. Also, you can go to chat.governamerica.com. You can interact with each other and talk about the show. Sometimes, see, we already have some people piling in there, so anyway, you can go ahead and go there and interact. I want to start off the broadcast, Nancy and Vicki, with some kind of an interesting and slash alarming information. They're already making the case now. We're going to be talking about technocratic systems. They're already making the case now for a cashless society. Business Insider, just a couple of months ago, claims that paper currency is the new gold. I don't know if you saw this or not, but
no.
I just happened
no.
to happened across it. This guy writing, Joe Weisenthal, he says, I have a deal with my colleague Jay about two or three times per week. He picks up breakfast for me on his way into the office. In exchange, I pay for his breakfast on those days. When he hands me breakfast, usually a platter of eggs, bacon, and sausage, he tells me how much I owe him. I find this annoying because I have to fish out cash from my wallet. Often I don't have the exact amount, or I just don't have any cash on me at all. It would be great if Jay were on Venmo, the excellent app made for easy, small denomination, friend-to-friend payments. It's perfect for settling up checks and other shared purchases. Every day, a situation that requires the use of physical cash feels more and more like anachronism. It's like having to listen to music on a CD. John Maynard Keynes, as famously referred to gold as a barbarous relic, well, the new barbarous relic is physical cash. Like gold, cash is physical money. Well, I think we could dispute that, but like gold, cash is still fetishized. He says, and like gold, cash is a costly drain on the economy. First, there's the simple cost of handling cash. And he cites a study done at Tufts in 2013, estimated that cash cost the economy $200 billion. Their study included the nugget that consumers spend on average 28 minutes per month just traveling to the point where they obtain cash, like the ATM. But this is just the first order of a problem with cash. The real problem, which economists are starting to recognize, is that paper cash is an impediment to effective monetary policy. Now get this, you're going to love
this. You mean monitoring, not policy.
No, they're saying that too.
I know, I'm kidding.
He's not going to point that out. Effective monetary policy. It's getting in the way of the central bank's ability to do their, well, to steal from people. He says it's an impediment to effective monetary policy and therefore economic growth. This spring, the economist Kenneth Rogoff published a paper titled Costs and Benefits to Phasing Out Paper Currency. The key argument is this. In our world of ultra-low inflation, it may be necessary for central banks to cut rates to below zero. However, if that happens, consumers can always take physical cash out of the banking system to avoid paying negative rates. In a world of purely digital money, the central bank could set interest rates wherever was appropriate. Here's Rogoff. He says, paper currency has two very distinct properties that should draw our attention. First, it is precisely the existence of paper currency that makes it difficult for central banks to take policy interest rates much below zero, a limitation that seems to have an increasingly relevant, has become increasingly relevant during this century. As Blanchard et al. Point out, today's environment of low and stable inflation rates has drastically pushed down the general level of interest rates. The low overall level, combined with the zero bound, means that central banks cannot cut interest rates nearly as much as they'd like in response to large deflationary shocks. If all central bank, now this is key here, if all central bank liabilities were electronic, paying a negative interest on reserves, basically charging a fee, would be trivial. But as long as central banks stand ready to convert electronic deposits to zero interest paper currency and unlimited amounts, it suddenly becomes very hard to push interest rates below levels of, say, -0.25 to -0.5%. Certainly not on a sustained basis. Hoarding cash may be inconvenient and risky, but if rates become too negative, it becomes worth it. So it goes on from there. I think that's the thrust of it, however. Pushing digital currency, eliminating cash for the purpose of making it more easy for central bankers to steal from people. What do you think of that?
Well, it's all part of the technocratic system, the integrated system designed for total control. So it doesn't surprise me at all. And in order to implement technocracy, which is replacement basis for our current system that's based on production, currency theoretically is created based on production, and use of natural resources. Well, in this world of sustainable development and technocratic control, if they can move to an electronic currency, then they can control all prices, all processes, all people, all everything.
Well, what they can do is they can steal from you at will. Because
they're stealing your not only your money, stealing your money is the least of it. They are stealing your autonomy.
Okay, hold it right there. Let's take a quick time out. We'll be back in a moment. This is Governed America.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Vicki Davis is here. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks. And before the break, I had just shared a piece on how they're making the argument now at eliminating cash and going all to digital currency. And Vicki, you were just saying before the break, and I had to cut you off because of the break, that this they're not just stealing your cash, they're stealing your autonomy. Do you want to pick up on where you were?
Yes. Do you remember a few years ago when there was a big push for the fare tax?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, well, the fair tax called for a transaction tax on every transaction. Everything you do would be taxed. And what it really ended up being, because most of the things that we buy come from large corporations, it mm-hmm. ends up being a privatization of the income tax. Well, if you look at a bank, your interactions with a bank, those are transactions. Every time you do something with a bank, that is a transaction. So what he's talking about with negative interest, my analysis would say that was really a transaction tax. Of course they would tax you on both sides of it. You when you put money in, because that's a transaction. Tax you when you take money out, that's a transaction.
Yeah. Okay? Well, we know it's not going to cost us any less, no matter what they do.
Oh, no. No. This is an extraction technique, and the transaction tax really is a global tax.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think, you know, there's even more, and I'll give you an example. I just posted an article this morning about how Google and Facebook are now operating shuttle buses that take people to and from work in San Francisco. There was also a very large corporation, LexisNexis, I think it's in Miamisburg, Ohio, that they bought an entire enormous apartment complex, actually built walkways straight over to their the LexisNexis headquarters. I became an employee of someone else rather than my college, because my college is now not employing teachers anymore, and they're doing it through a third party. And I was immediately offered my wages to be placed on a credit card that this company issues. I mean, this is all related to corporate as well, from what I can see.
Hmm. It's the corporatization by industries. I think we've talked about this before. And I also covered it in the Smart Grid rest of the story, which is industry self-regulation and the cartelization of these industry associations being self-regulatory. Okay, so probably what's happening with your college is happening with all colleges. They have their association is centralizing control.
Yep.
In the same way that our utility companies have centralized control in an international organization, you know, that is a regulatory and monitoring organization. It's the same thing with MERS, the registration of property. Remember when that came out? Rather than the counties being responsible for registering property, deeds of trust or whatever they are,
right.
There was a banking cartel that was trying to take over the registration of property, creating centralized market means computer system, computerized control by an association in a system of self-regulation.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Nancy, you had mentioned the transportation system. I also read in The Guardian that the London buses are going cashless now. 99% of customers that use Oyster, that's their payment system, Oyster, prepaid tickets, contactless payment cards, or concessionary tickets. So this is something that they're mandating on anybody who is going to be traveling. They're literally no longer accepting any cash whatsoever. It's all going to be one of these systems. And this Oyster system, this is a near as I can tell, an RFID chipped card that probably contains your biometric identification and all kinds of things. But you get on that and you have to scan it. Already, they're already having people, by the way, steal other, you know, they're having actually systems, these different systems are actually double charging people. And this is a problem that they have now with people getting on there. They try to use their one card, and it's charging another card, too, without their knowledge. Some of them don't even know until later on, maybe down the line, if they ever find out.
Yeah.
So it's a way of stealing money right out of people's, quote-unquote, money, right out of people's pocket.
The ultimate is going to be when they put a chip in your arm, and they'll just be able to, you know, take your number on your chip and, you know, debit your account, you know, mm-hmm. or credit, debit your account, you know, for whatever it is that you're doing, you know, whether you're walking into a movie theater or checking out at the grocery store or getting on a bus, whatever it is. That's, you know, they are moving step by step towards that. And that's what I mean. They're stealing your autonomy. You can't be a free person in a system like that. You're basically just not much more than a robot because they control everything.
Right, exactly. Well, this all really is what we're talking about here today, and I hadn't intended on spending so much time on the payment systems, but that certainly is a part of it all. What we're talking about here is really the smart grid and this technocratic society that they're building, the infrastructure that they're building around us to use to enslave us all. What do you think the goals, Vicki, of the smart grid are?
I think that fits into the plan for the change in the basis of the... I hesitate to say money because it won't really be money. It'll just be credits.
Yeah.
In a computer system. But it's a change in the basis of our economic system as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And
you talk about in your writings about situational awareness. You know, their ability to have awareness of every situation right down to when you make your toast in the morning, you know, to the exact minute, you know, 7:10 a.m. on Tuesday, you know, you made toast. So, I mean, is that some of what you're referencing?
Well, yes, it is. I mean, that's part of the control factor of it, is that they will be able to monitor essentially your movements, you know, every minute of the day, through the smart grid, through the smart meters, they'll be able to track your movements through your home. Mm-hmm. And through analysis and derivation and, you know, the way that programmers do things.
Right.
They'll be able to
determine.
Let's
take a quick time out at the bottom of the hour break, and we'll continue on here with Vicki Davis, Nancy Levant. I'm Darren Weeks. This is Govern America. Stay with us. You can also join us in chat, chat.governamerica.com. That's chat.governamerica.com. We'll be back in a moment.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back. This is Government America. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks. Vicki Davis is also here. She is the webmaster and writer and researcher at channelingreality.com. That's channelingreality.com, and I encourage you to check out all of her research, and especially Smart Grid, the rest of the story, which is what we're talking about today. She was on a couple of weeks ago with Nancy Levan as I was out that day, and there wasn't really nearly enough time for them to get to everything in that and do it justice. And so I wanted to have her back and do another kind of a part two on that whole thing. You know, Vicki, they talk a lot about demand management as a part of this smart grid system. And the question I guess I always ask is, by whom? You know, who's going to be involved? Who's going to be managing the demand? You know, they promote energy saving appliances, they promote energy saving, benefits or features of the smart grid, which the idea, I guess, is that, well, you can program things away. Let's say you leave the house and you forget to turn off something. You can do it remotely. You can program your electronics to come on only during off hours so that it'll cost you less. You have a different rate, you know, but that's the homeowner. But are we talking about demand management by the utility, the demand management by government, in addition to the homeowner? Who's going to be managing the demand?
Well, they're starting it out as a voluntary thing, you know, that you can participate with an energy services company to participate in their demand management programs. That what you agree to when you do that is to allow this energy services company to shut down things like your air conditioner. And right now there is a thing called a load control device that on the old air conditioners they can put on there that allows the energy services company to shut off your air conditioning during one of these demand management events.
Yeah.
Ultimately, once all the systems are in place, it will no longer be voluntary. It will be a mandatory thing.
Well, it wasn't voluntary for you, was it?
Not to have the smart meter installed, because what allows them to do this demand management is the smart meter. The smart meter is the gateway to your home. It's a two-way communications device. It's a computer that happens to also meter electricity. But ultimately, it will be able to control through the meter. They will be able to control the devices in your home. Right now, the Department of Energy is funding research and development programs to develop appliances and electrical devices that have computerized controls in them that can interact with the grid.
Do we have any data on how many of these appliances are already outfitted with smart grid compliant technologies?
I don't know of any data, but I do have copies of research projects where they talk about what they're doing with the, and I also have papers on the standards, the development of standards for appliances, you know, because all of that kind of thing has to be worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the old days, you know, with the VCRs, there was the Betamax and then the other format.
So they're fighting it out.
Yeah, fighting out the protocols or the specifications. But once they get all that worked out, then all appliances ultimately will be have a chip in them that can communicate with the smart grid. And when they do a demand management event, which will become more frequent, by the way, because they're closing down coal-fired plants.
Right.
And so they're creating a shortage of electricity.
Nikki, it dawns on me that I think that one of the reasons for all of this part-time normalcy in employment now is that they are literally pricing us out of what was formerly our own self-control. I think it is in preparation for all of this that is coming. And, you know, I look at what it costs now to, you know, buy an automobile, to license it, to license myself, to pay the car insurance and the gasoline. It's becoming very difficult to drive anymore. It's becoming very difficult to live because of part-time employment. It is becoming next to impossible to get health care because of the cost of it or the cost of insurance. And they've also inflicted so many mandatory insurance
policies on everyone now that it you know, we are being priced out of our own self-control, and I think it's all in preparation for what's coming.
Well, yes, it is in preparation for what's coming. It's part of the conversion process. But all of these self-regulated industries, they're all operating in their own self-interest. And so all of these fees and taxes and mandatory things, those are all being implemented on, by organizations for their own self-interest. I mean, they'll be pricing us out of being able to live.
Right. Oh, exactly. I mean, we have to pay annual fees for licenses and certifications even to work.
Well, for many, we're already at that point. I mean, there are many that are already at the breaking point where they can't live, and now they're going to be with these smart systems. If they get their way and this thing is implemented and the public doesn't get wise very quickly and come out in great numbers against this. See, I think this could be pushed back. I think that if people awakened to this and rose a stink about it, I think that at the very least they would, you know, it would push it back, delay it, if nothing else. And I think as long as, you know, liberty requires eternal vigilance, and as long as people are paying attention and continually stopping things whenever they pop up, things can be preserved, freedom can be preserved. But that's the problem, is they're counting on people to be following Miley Cyrus and Kim Kardashian and all these other, you know, characters, you know, pacified and occupied and things that don't matter. And then, and in the meantime, they're putting in place the screws and turning them very deeply into the heart of people to the point where they can't live. Now, earlier we were talking about some of these monetary systems. I want to come back to that for just a second, because Bitcoin, you know, ties into this to me anyway perfectly. I think Bitcoin is a forerunner to the new payment plan. What do you think?
Yes. I thought so, you know, from the first that I heard of it. Ultimately, they want to be able to control absolutely everything with computers. And the problem that they have now is cash, because they can't really track cash. And there is what they would call an underground economy, which is really not underground. It's just, you know, transactions that occur that are not significant enough to, you know, write a check for. Like you pay your lawn guy, you pay your paper boy, you give him a tip. Well, you know, that's income to that paper boy that they want to track. They want to make sure that that paper boy pays his taxes.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, ultimately, what they want to do is be able to steal from you at will. I mean,
well,
that's
they're stealing
like
your whole life. They're stealing your whole life. It's not, you know, the money aspect of this, forget the money part of it. They're stealing your autonomy.
That's right. Yeah. Money is a fiction anyway. You know, there's very little we have left of real value that we really can say we own. Our money, our labor, our time is really what it really boils down to. All right, we're going to take a quick time out. We're going to hit the ground running again when we come back from the break. This is Governed America. Stay with us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy One and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy One, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Govern America, the website, www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And our chat room is chat.governamerica.com. And we have Vicki Davis joining us. Her website is channelingreality.com. I get this from the chat room. Bingo says, earlier I was talking about how people need to push back. And I think this could be pushed back if we had people in great numbers coming out against it and waking up and quit being distracted by things that don't matter. Bingo says, don't agree, Darren. We are past the point of people pushing back. Too much momentum against us. That's why I say the key here is numbers. If one or two people are pushing back, one or two people are raising a stink. If there's a handful of people, but if you get millions of people out there waking up in huge droves and coming out against this, then you can really get something done. I mean, we've seen this over and over. We've made a lot of progress, ladies and gentlemen. We've made a lot of progress at waking people up. The other side has moved very quickly, and that's enabled us to take over a lot of their market share in terms of numbers with media and open eyes. And so we've got a lot more, we've got really an unprecedented, even as, you know, it's kind of like a two-edged sword, this smart grid and internet stuff. It's a two-edged sword. It cuts both ways. Yes, they intend for it to cut us, but it cuts them too, because there's a lot of people that we're able to exploit these technologies like we're doing today and come out against it. And so if I thought it was a waste of time to educate people and to sit here behind this microphone every week and talk to people about these systems, I would go on and live my life and do something else. Why waste the time? This is the key. Education is the key. Pointing out these technologies are the key. There's strength in numbers, ladies and gentlemen. We have to not be defeatist. We have to keep going and do whatever we can and never, ever, ever give up.
Darren,
anyway,
I agree with you so much. And, you know, a couple weeks ago we were talking about NERC, the North American Electricity Reliability Group.
Council,
that's got control over the electrical grid, mm-hmm. now in three countries. And so to people listening in Canada and in Mexico, this involves you too. And what you're talking about is total control. You know, in your home, in your place of employment, in your hospitals, in your medical center, absolutely total control. And so, you know, everybody has to wake up to what's happening here. Because,
yeah.
you know, this is a part of, as Vicki has said over and over and over again, of the global system. And if people want to be autonomous human beings, and if they want to live the way that they choose to live, then everybody's going to have to start making a whole lot of noise.
Yeah.
Vicki,
you know, a couple weeks ago when I was on after the program, somebody who was listening called me and asked, you know, why do you continue to do this when nobody ever does anything about it? And, you know, my response to him was that if the people that listen, if they learn something and they tell somebody else, then I've succeeded in so far as what I can do.
Right.
Yeah.
And this,
like it's
this
like
picture,
it's your fault that nobody ever takes the information you give them and does something with it.
Yeah. This picture that I present to people is so big. You know, the conversion of everything going on in our country, it's one massive big conversion to a totalitarian state. But most people don't have, they are not accustomed, they're not in the practice of thinking beyond their own particular life or what's going on in their own little town. You know, but what we are talking about is a global shift. That what's going on is as big as what happened when the Gutenberg printing press came on the scene, or when the monarchs of Europe ceded some power to nation states, and when the concept of the nation state was created. That's how big this is.
Yeah,
and
I think it's even bigger, because this is all-encompassing. And if they can get it in place the way they want to, I mean, it will literally be impossible to withdraw from the system. I mean, already it's pretty impossible.
Right.
Now, and we also do this because we have children all over the world. And they're going to inherit this. They're going to live this thing. They're going to have all of their money stolen from them. They're going to have all of their opportunities stolen from them. They're going to have their education stolen from them. And so we're doing it for them as well.
Yeah, you know, I'm seeing this
cases,
disillusionment in the patriot
now.
Community, and I understand the sentiment. I understand how people feel this way. But, guys, ladies and gentlemen, we cannot give up. We cannot throw in the towel. Get out of the mindset. You know, it's not your job to change the entire world, but you can change your part of it. You can do what you can. You can be one cog in a massive wheel. And if we get enough cogs, that wheel's going to move. So, you know, that's why That's why I say pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. If everybody, it's not our job to do everything. It's our job to do our part and to never throw in the towel. Now, I want to get back to the subject matter at hand because I don't want to talk us out of time. Vicki, can you talk about the grid-friendly appliance project? I guess this is something from the Northwest National Laboratory. You mentioned earlier the GFA, the controller that's a part of this smart electric. I guess that's the controller board that detects events, under frequency events. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah.
What exactly is an under frequency event? I guess that would be a good place to start.
Well, I'm not very technically oriented in terms of electricity, but apparently they have to maintain the voltage, and since they're communicating over the power lines, they have to maintain the frequency.
Okay.
And the smart meter can, if some electrical devices, if the frequency drops or the voltage or whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about. I hope you can tell that, but
it goes into demand, right? I mean,
yeah.
It goes
because
they talk in the documents, and this is what you write about, is shaving peaks. Whenever something goes over a peak, they want to bring it back down again, and so that that necessitates the ability to trim or trip people's appliances. And I thought it was really relevant earlier what you said about how, first they're going to start doing this and it's going to seem voluntary, and over time it's going to become more frequent. I think basically where we're headed here with it looks like the more, it's kind of a really interesting paradigm, because the more technologically advanced we get, the more we regress. You know, we're going forward in technology, and yet we're going to become, I think, like a third world country, where the electric, we're going to have outages like third world countries.
Well, do you remember in the stories of Iraq, our military rebuilt their systems, some of their systems, but they only got electricity for a few hours a day. Well, that's exactly what they're going to do here, because I'll tell you why. Let's talk about what peak demand is. They're talking about peak demand over the entire system, the maximum amount of electricity that is used at any given point in time. And the utility company has to have electric generation for those peak demand periods.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're thinking is that they want to do is to shave the peak. They want to use the smart meters to shave the peak.
Mm-hmm.
So that theoretically that will save money, in that the utility company does not have to build additional utility plants.
Well, and this is exactly why they're asking people, do your laundry in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And the new
appliances, I'm sure, will come with timers. Hey, we have to take the top of the hour break in the news, and we'll pick this up as quickly as we can in the second hour. Stay with us, folks. This is Government America. Nancy Levan is here. Vicki Davis is here. I'm Darren Weeks. And her website is channelingreality.com. We'll be back in a few. With